Hey there, Go Team Partners, Robert with you this second week of May to talk about our topic, as in the days of Noah. And as you guys all know, and as I'm sure Patricia shared with you last week when we started this topic, that comes from Matthew 24, when the disciples are asking Jesus about when things will happen. They're specifically talking about the last days, the end times. And they say, when will all this come about? Will there be signs to tell us so that we'll be aware of the season and the time and be able to prepare, basically? And Jesus goes through all these different signs and all these different metaphors and specifics. And it starts in, Matthew 24, verse 3. Later, Jesus sat on the slopes of the Mount of Olives. His disciples came to him privately and asked, when will all this take place? And will there be any sign ahead of time to signal your return in the end of the world? So that's Matthew 24, 3. And then after 30-some verses of signs, of warnings, of preparatory input, Jesus says, when the Son of Man returns, it will be like it was in the days of Noah. In those days before the flood, the people were enjoying banquets and parties and weddings right up to the time Noah entered his boat. People didn't realize what was going to happen until the flood came and swept them all away. That is the way it will be when the Son of Man comes. So Jesus is saying something specific about the end times and the last days, but there's a real kingdom principle here that I want to discuss. He's saying, just like it was in the days of Noah, it was way darker than most people realized. It was much further gone than most people realized. People were just going about their lives, living their way, and completely missed it. And we can think, oh my gosh, it's so dark. Are these the last days? Are they the end times? But here's what I want you to catch. Yes, that is a serious warning from the Lord, and we should be living for Him. We should be living every day like these were the end times or the last days, not out of fear, but out of wisdom, out of realizing that God's will, God's ways, God's plan, the imputed righteousness of Jesus Christ, the gift of the Holy Spirit to guide us and counsel us and comfort us in these challenging days. This has all been given to us so we can live according to God's will and ways, according to His word. Not because if we don't, He shall smite us. No, we don't earn our way into heaven, and we don't earn our way into His blessings. Jesus earned our way into heaven. Jesus earned our way into God's blessings. Jesus paid the price at the cross of Calvary, and we should rejoice in that. But we should also understand that the reason He did that is because He loves us. And yes, He did it so He could have relationship with us, because without what He did, we could never be restored to right relationship with our Heavenly Father. But we also need to understand He did it because He loves us, so we could get back on track through Him and in Him, and yes, for Him, living righteously, not because it gets us something we don't have, but because it allows us to fully inhabit all that we are, all that we've been blessed with in Christ Jesus. We've got to break this lie of religious performance, self-righteousness, piousness off of the church. When we choose to live righteously, when we choose to live according to the will and ways of God, we're not being self-righteous. We're inhabiting the imputed righteousness of Jesus Christ. Yes, that's pleasing to God, but one of the reasons it pleases Him is because when we do that, we are living His will, His ways, which means we're living in wisdom, we're living in blessing, we're living in life, we're living in health, we're standing against darkness, we're giving no place to the enemy so that he can come to steal, kill, devour, and destroy. God is not saying with the gift of imputed righteousness through His Son, here is a performance hoop you have to jump through to earn my blessings. He's saying, here in the gift of my Son and restored relationship, I'm bringing you back in to the place of, yes, relationship and intimacy that Adam and Eve had in the garden before the fall, but also the place of complete protection, complete provision, complete blessing, where everything is available to you in me through the gift of my Son. So yes, the days of Noah, that we may well be in days like the days of Noah. It's very, very dark. Good is being called evil. Evil's being called good. You go through those 30-some scriptures in Matthew 24 of the signs of the end times and the last days that Jesus gives, and we can check off most of them. But I also want to say there's probably other generations that felt the same way, but the one thing when I always talk about the last days and people say, are we in the last days? Are these the end times? The one thing I know for sure is these are the laster days and the ender times. It's more last days than it was a generation ago. It's more end times than it was a generation ago. That doesn't mean he's coming back tomorrow, but it doesn't mean he's not coming back tomorrow. But instead of being freaked out by that, we need to understand that there's not only a warning in him saying, like in the days of Noah, there's wisdom in him saying, like in the days of Noah. Because who was Noah? Noah was the one righteous in the land. So God spoke to him. God gave him instruction. God gave him downloads. God gave him blueprints, literally, to build the ark. He gave him the plan and the strategy. And in Christ, you are one of God's righteous in the earth. So you can also hear from God. You can also get his blueprint. You can also get his battle plan. You can also get his strategies and tactics. I mean, all we have to do is read the Bible and choose to live according to that. Again, not out of religious performance, but out of embracing in this restored relationship through the incredible gift of his son's sacrifice for us at the cross and the amazing gift of his Holy Spirit coming and living inside of us so we can be his heroes of holiness, his radicals of righteousness to inhabit everything we have been given. I always say, and you've probably heard me say it over and over and over again, but in the revelation of identity is the realization of opportunity. When we realize we are the bride of Christ, we are the sons of God, when we realize we've been sanctified, set apart, and made holy by the blood of the Lamb, when we realize God has given us the gift of his Holy Spirit as counselor, as comforter, as empowerer, so that we are able in him, with him, through him, and yes, for him to put him on display in this earth, we get to live in that imputed righteousness. And when we choose to live that way, when we choose to not be led by our old carnal nature, but we choose to be led by the Holy Spirit, it's just like Noah, who was being led by God to do something, build something, respond a certain way, go on this journey with God over that extended period of time of building the ark, so he and his family would be saved. Now, yes, these could be like the days of Noah, but and we should take that seriously, to choose to live righteously according to God's will, ways, and word, knowing he could come back at any moment. But we also need to realize that in this story, because of the gift of Jesus Christ, we are the Noahs in this story who can hear from God, who can be instructed by God, who can be fortified by God, who can receive God's wisdom for these days, his blueprint for these days, so that we, our family, our churches, and hopefully, as we put them on display, yes, our neighborhoods, our cities, our regions, even our nations, can be saved through the revelation of the one who is the true ark, Jesus Christ, who shed his blood for us at Calvary, who gave his life at the finished work of the cross, who was raised from the grave in the garden tomb, and he is the true ark that we can all tuck ourselves into to not only survive, but actually thrive and put the goodness of God on display in this world, in this situation, so that others will see and others will be able to come into the ark of his love, the ark of his goodness, the ark of his provision, his protection, the ark of his light and life and love, the ark of his shed blood, the ark of the finished work of the cross, the ark of him being our Lord, our God, our King, our Messiah, our Savior. Amen. Well, I really enjoyed sharing that with you guys. I got something out of that. I encouraged myself today, so I hope that was a big encouragement to you. So as in the days of Noah, yes, that can be a bit of a reality check for where we are, where we are in what's going on in our world, where we might be, and what's going on according to God's timeline, but also the hope and the blessing of the fact that because of Jesus Christ, we can be the Noah when it's like the days of Noah in this hour. So I hope that encourages you. God bless you guys. Love you all so much. Hey, be on the lookout. We've got another one of our free webinars coming up this month, May. I believe it's Monday and Tuesday. Let me pull my calendar up real quick while I'm talking to you to get this right. Yes, Monday and Tuesday, May 30th and 31st. It's going to start at 5:30 p.m. Phoenix time, which is right now Pacific time. Many of you know Phoenix doesn't change its clock. So part of the year we're on Pacific time and part of the year we're on Mountain time. But Monday and Tuesday, May 30th and 31st, starting at 5:30 p.m. Pacific time. So 8:30 Eastern, and you can extrapolate to wherever you are in the world. We're going to be doing our free webinar, Partnering with Angels. So we're going to be sharing on the reality of angels, how to partner with angels, how to receive the ministry of angels, how to cooperate with the angels that have been assigned to your life. It's going to be two really great days where you learn all about how to partner with angels so that you can take advantage of this incredible blessing, this incredible resource that God has assigned to your life, according to Hebrews 11. So you can register for that at patriciakingministries.com. You can simply go to the events page and you'll see the banner, Partnering with Angels or Partner with Angels. I can't remember if it's partnering or partner, but you'll recognize it. It's May 30th and 31st. It's completely free, but you do have to register so we can get you the link to the private YouTube channel. Those webinars are streamed on each time. But again, totally free. We love doing these. We'd love to have you with us. Be on the lookout for that. You can also go to my Robert Hodgkin public Facebook page, and there will be a banner at the top of the page that you can click on, and that'll get you to the registration link as well. All right, Go Team Partners, as always, so great to be with you. I hope you were blessed and encouraged by our talk today about as in the days of Noah.